Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and thank you for joining me this Easter. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne and it is a pleasure to be here today. Today's show is going to be about dying to the earth self and rebirthing or resurrecting to the spirit self, that light body that we have all come here with, yet we're just not aware. So today would be about light body activations, which I do offer, but light body activations, quote unquote, is what we do on a daily basis with every choice that we make. We have come from the source. Everything that is in the source is with us, is within us, and we can access it at any time. And when you access what has come from the source, when you access that part of you, that creative principle part of you, you activate your light body. So, in fact, you don't really have to go to anybody. You do it with every choice you make. So I have some numbers here if anyone is interested in calling in and asking questions about some of the concepts that I have talked about in the past, or even today, light body activations, or seeing the realms around us. I really focus on that, being able to see those who have crossed over. Why do you want to? The chakras, sensing the higher realms with the chakras, any of those topics that I have covered in the past, please call 1-877-876-5227. That's for the States and international. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. So let's get back to this light body activation that I'm talking about now. We are multidimensional beings. There are at least 9 dimensions around us, which I have written about in my book, and I have also seen that in other books written. Not exactly the same. My perception is going to be different. But similar enough, it makes me wonder that if we were all here as an intimate group trying to raise the consciousness of the planet. But anyhow, in Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul, which came out maybe 6 months ago, I wrote about the 9 dimensions, and it was the very first part of the book because it was very important for me to share with other people that there are other dimensions around us, and we need to become aware of these dimensions in order to really be that higher creative principle, in order to be that divine light being, the one that can heal permanently, the one that can sense what somebody else is thinking and feeling, the one that can see into the past and see into the future, the one that can choose not to react negatively to circumstances around him or her, the one that can manifest abundance immediately. We are living in lack and poverty and chaos and war on this planet because we don't believe that we can create anything better. Once you realize that everything that is being created is a result of whether or not you believe, then you start to change what you're manifesting. But this awakening, this consciousness, is being fought. There are spirit beings on the planet and around us in other dimensions that would rather us stay unconscious and glued to our TVs and mindless. Because when you're unconscious, you don't make decisions for yourself. You give away your power. When you're activating your light body, you take your power back from the beings that are around you that are not of love. Everything just is. This is one universe. There's multi-universes inside of this one place. It's one space. So everybody is your brother and sister. Everybody is your mother and father. Some of your relatives will choose not to dwell with the light. Some will choose to dwell with ignorance and unconsciousness. And it's their choice. Just because they're related to you doesn't mean you have to open up your front door and invite them in. It's your choice to say, I only want to dwell with light beings. It's your choice to say, I only want to enjoy my existence. It is your choice to say, I'm going to live in abundance. I'm going to live in a good neighborhood. I'm going to manifest what I want, and I'm going to have all the skills and abilities that the ascended masters have had on this earth plane and the higher realms. It's your choice to say, I am going to see the realms around me. I'm going to start seeing and sensing what's around me. It's your choice to see energy. It's your choice to feel energy. It's actually a choice, but we give away our power when we don't make the choice. So choices is the key to self-awareness. Your choice is your key to activating your light body. So this light body is the body, quote-unquote, that you're using in order to exist, not your physical body. That's just your suitcase here on this planet. When you go to another star system or another planet, you're not going to bring your human body. That would be impractical, inappropriate. So the physical body that you're using right now is very temporary, and it's only good for this particular run, this particular quote-unquote trip. But when you go, let's say, to the next star system over, you're not going to need this. In fact, it's not going to function. So being attached to this body isn't going to be worth your while. But there is another body that you use in order to exist, and you will use it for an eternity. And that body is important. That body is the source. That body is where you get all of your strength and your awareness, your understanding from. So I call it a light body. Some people call it your divine ka. Some people call it the soul. So let's stick with the term light body, because light is being able to see. When the light is on, you can see. So I call it the light body because when you're using this light body, you can see. So for instance, in the program that I run at the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, we focus primarily our teleconferences on seeing the energy in the room and seeing into the higher dimensions that are around us. So once you start to see into these higher dimensions, you start to communicate with the beings that are in the higher dimensions. We want to bridge. We want to bring the earth consciousness up to these higher realms. And it can be done because it's up to us. We're either going to choose to stay at a level of consciousness and be used and abused, or we're going to choose to lift up to the sixth and seventh dimension and have our cake and eat it too. So we can function at this sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth dimension level while still being in our body. It can be done. It's a little difficult at first. Sometimes you feel imbalanced. I know that it is very hard. When I first became aware of the other dimensions, I couldn't handle it because there is no boundaries for certain beings that have crossed over. They can walk through doors. When people have crossed over, they don't have the physical limitations that we have. So it is a little disconcerting, but you work through it, and then you realize it actually is a gift. It is a right, and not even a gift, it's a right. Those beings exist. It is your right to be able to communicate with them. I choose to communicate with the light beings, the beings that are in the higher dimensions, because I feel that they are best suited for the purpose that I'm trying to fulfill in this lifetime. Not all beings are choosing to dwell with the light. Therefore, you always have to choose. Surround yourself with whatever it is that you want to be with. If you want to be with selfishness and an imbalance of power, then that's what you're going to attract towards you on all levels. If you want to raise the consciousness of this planet, if you're a light bearer and you feel that there's more than meets the eye, if you feel that there is something else happening around us and that we're ignorant to it and you want to bring awareness to it, then you are a light bearer. You are bringing awareness to the planet. If you feel that you have come here for a special purpose, then chances are you have. If you wake up and you sense that something is wrong around you, this isn't really all that there is. There isn't just grass and trees and homes and a sky, that there are other dimensions, and you sense something, chances are you're sensing the higher realms. We're just not taught in grade school to focus on these realms. That's why I started the school, and there are several schools out there. I'm not the only one. These beings, these light bearers, have come here for the purpose of helping everyone. And we're not greater than, nor are we less than. We just have a purpose in mind. We are creating the fulfillment of humanity. Humanity is a grand design for us to evolve and know what we are. I called my book Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul because I believe that the highest goal that we can attain, or the greatest remembrance that we can have of ourselves, is knowing that we are the spirit that created this universe. Each of us is a microcosm of the universe. Therefore, it is up to us to decide, what do we want in our lives? What do we want to experience? The universe revolves around you. Consider your soul, or the light body, the sun. And as the earth is revolving around the sun, think of it in terms of the sun is in control. And everything is revolving around it. So if your soul is in control, if your light body is in control, then everything is revolving around it. Therefore, if you want to change something, you can change your mind. But in order to change your mind, you have to be in control of it. And in order to be in control of your mind, you have to be aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And sometimes the planet is so loud and chaotic, it is very hard to be aware of what you're thinking and feeling. Therefore, we really need time to go within. Studying with a teacher is a great way to evolve and to move forward. But there is another teacher, and that teacher is within you. And if you're very quiet and still, even for just a moment, you can hear that teacher's voice. And once you're listening to your inner teacher, you've found truth. I don't think anyone can disagree with me on how many different types of healers and religions and paths there are on this planet. You can't say that one person is right and everyone is wrong. The truth is what we decided. The truth is what we decide the truth will be. My truth is that the soul is here to know that it is a spirit and that it is creating its reality and that it is immortal and that it deserves to enjoy its existence for an eternity, and that anything anyone has ever done or will do, I can do. There aren't beings that are much greater than us. They might be older, but not greater than. The greatness is contained within the light body, and everyone has a light body. In order for you to exist, you must be working from a light body. Now, the light body for me is a sphere. It glows. It's very effervescent. And it's pure consciousness. When we expand, or when I expand my consciousness out fully to this light body level, I feel different. I act differently. I walk differently. But I have to learn to bring that awareness into the 3D and make sure that I'm not escaping this reality. Sometimes it's really easy to escape the physical, especially when we go into these higher realms. That's why it's really important when I teach in classes. You want to bring the teachings from the higher realms into the 3D. You want to apply what you're seeing in those higher dimensions in the workplace. You want to apply what you're seeing with your children and your husband and your wife and your family and your neighbors. You don't want to try and leave this place and run into that, because you're here for a reason. You're here to help awaken other souls. There are a lot of energy workers now that are realizing that our energy is being misused. What do I mean by that? Energy is a channel. Energy is everywhere. So we can take this energy, either using our minds or our hands or certain tools like crystals and stones or tuning forks, whatever you're drawn to, we can use this energy to help somebody else awaken and to help activate somebody else's light body. The light body's already there. You're just helping them activate it. But this energy is a tool, and it's everywhere, and in fact, you don't have to pay for it. This energy is free. And the big scam on this planet is that it isn't free. We think we have to pay for energy. We don't. It's there. All we need to know is how to use it. So you can go take a class, you can work with a teacher, or you can sit quietly and start to feel it with your hands. Just by placing your hands together closely but not touching, you can feel the energy. You can feel it move your hands out and move it in. There is a magnetic field. Becoming aware of this energy is the first step in realizing that you are energy. You're not a physical body. You're energy. So if you think about it, we can channel energy into somebody's chakras, enough energy that the disease within the chakra is healed, if it is the soul's choice. So consider that for a moment. You can channel enough energy into your own chakras to heal yourself, if it is the soul's choice. If you can do that, then you've taken your power back. There is no need to be worried about medical care and expenses. There is no need to be worried about what will happen when you go to the doctors and they write something in your file. I work with people every day who are scared out of their minds because they're afraid to go to the doctor and tell the doctor that they are sick or that they're having heart palpitations or that they even have allergies or that they're depressed and they need to go on antidepressants. Because what happens is it goes down in your little file, and that file gets sent to your insurance company. That scares people. We're getting to the point where people are lying in doctor's offices because they're afraid. We can't live in fear. When you're afraid, you will attract that lower energy to you. We need to start taking our power back and sending energy to ourselves. Channel enough energy to yourself so that you don't have to take that trip to the doctors. And there's nothing wrong with doctors. I work with them all the time. Some of my best clients are doctors. They're great and wonderful people. It's not the doctors that I'm talking about. It's the system. This system is not working. It is only working for a few. We can't say that the current state of affairs is appropriate and good for our souls. Not when we're living in fear, not when we're running around trying to figure out how to heal ourselves through medication and through a pharmaceutical country that is just using pills to keep us entrapped in a cycle of fear. But we need to bless the situation. Everything is an experience, and we need to bless the situation. We give it our blessing, and we say thank you for this opportunity, and then choose. Are you going to live in fear, or are you going to realize that the same power that Jesus had, you have in your hands? Jesus could raise the dead. You have the power to channel enough energy to help people who are on the brink of death return to life. You have it. It is impossible for me to be able to place my hands on somebody and they are healed within minutes of terminal cancer. It's impossible that I can do it and you cannot, because the light body that I'm using is the same light body that you're using. The source is the same wherever it goes. I'm using it differently because of my conditioning, because where I have been and what my soul purpose is. But it isn't possible for me to do something that somebody else cannot do. And that is another lie that perpetuates this planet. We think that some of us are great and they're going to be famous and wealthy and have wonderful lives and live as millionaires and get whatever they want, and that there's always going to be very poor people who are going to get stuck with the short end of the stick. We believe that because we're taught that when we're young. Some of us are conditioned to think, well, we're always going to be able to support ourselves because that's just what you know. And some of us are always going to think that they're never going to be able to support themselves because that's what they know. But the truth is, my truth anyhow, the truth is you decide your life. You decide, are you going to live in abundance? Are you going to live in prosperity? Or are you going to fall into the dogmas? Are you going to fall into that stereotype that the people on the planet who have the power right now and who are enjoying it are trying to push on you? Are you going to swallow their crap? Or are you going to take control of your life? And it is not easy. It's not a 1-2-3 system. Saying an affirmation for 3 minutes isn't going to change your life. But the awakening process, the shifting of your consciousness, that little shift in perception, realizing that the choice is up to you. If you're going to be happy, the choice is up to you. It is not up to whether or not you can buy what's being shown on the commercial. It is not of whether or not you can buy this particular house in this particular neighborhood. It's not whether or not you can have a 6-inch waist and look like you're 19 all the time for the rest of your life. Your happiness is a result of you choosing to be happy. Your abilities are a result of you choosing. I am choosing to be able to see and connect with spirit beings in the higher realms around me because that is what I think and what I believe is the purpose of the soul. We want to connect with each other, especially at a higher level. If you want to learn how to do intuitive readings, it's your choice. The people that come to our school are those that realize they don't have to keep going to healers or intuitive channels. They don't have to. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm really glad that there are intuitive healers. We need more of them. That's why I'm training people, why I'm helping people awaken. Because the more intuitives that we have, the less power the establishment is going to have over your mind and your body. I don't keep charts on people. Someone comes in sick and they leave and they're fine. I don't keep a chart. I don't send anything to an insurance company. I care about the soul. But my greatest gift is helping people learn how to heal themselves, learn how to use their intuitive capabilities themselves, learn how to speak to your father or mother who have crossed over yourself. It is a myth that there are only certain people, quote-unquote, that can be mediums. If I can see them, anybody can see them. It is a matter of choice, though. So for a long time, I chose to see them all the time. I was acting as a medium. Now I only choose to see them if it pertains to the client that I'm working with. Because now I'm working in the capacity of a teacher. I work with healers. I'm a teacher. I help people become aware. The awareness precedes healing. When you become aware, healing takes place. When you become aware, your whole life changes. Your whole life turns. And you start becoming the sun that's in the center of the universe. And you start creating consciously. You start realizing that you matter. A lot of people don't think that they matter. But you do matter. Whether or not you matter to somebody else is irrelevant. You matter to yourself. Your thoughts have consequences. Your life is meaningful. But the meaning is up to you. The meaning of your existence relies upon how much you want to grow and evolve in this lifetime. It's up to you. If you sense that there is something else that you're not doing, something that you should be doing, then it's a sign that it's time for you to awaken. If you are intuitive and you can tell or sense what somebody's feeling and thinking, then that means you have a skill that can be used to help other people or even yourself. And perhaps you came to use that skill, that gift. Mercury and Venus are conjoining with each other. This is allowing awareness to come before the healing experience. The reason I talk about astrology is to allow us to start realizing that we are affected by the things that are around us. So we're affected by the planets. We are affected by spirit beings that are in the higher and the lower realms. We are affected by energies that are in the higher and lower realms. So astrology is one of the tools that I use to help people become aware of how are they being affected on a planetary level. So the trine, Mercury and Venus had a trine with Mars, March 16th and 18th, and it was about fulfilling healthy relationships, becoming happy in your relationship. So you may have sensed that you wanted to either find somebody to work with, or you were a little bit more concerned than usual on how to make sure that the relationship you had is as fulfilling as possible. Your relationships are your keys to healing your karma or your conditioned energy. It's your family members and your coworkers that are bringing the lessons to you that are allowing you to grow and evolve. So having healthy, fulfilling relationships is the key to actually enjoying your life. When we have people who are married and who can't stand one another and who are just having a very difficult time, it really doesn't matter how good a job they have. Their life is just difficult. Your relationships affect you on all levels. So ensuring that you have a healthy relationship is part of the path that every soul has to take in order to really enjoy its existence, unless you're single. And then you've got to think about your coworkers, or your brothers and your sisters or your family. So how does this tie in with seeing the higher dimensions and becoming more self-aware? So, for instance, you have a couple. They're constantly fighting and they're at each other. And they're on the brink of divorce, but they're having a hard time. They have, four or five children, and the bills are piling up. By becoming aware of what might have happened in past lifetimes, you can start clearing up some of that crap that's going on. So if you were a spiritual facilitator, I offer a spiritual facilitator program. So if you were a healer or a facilitator, and you're going through my program, I spend a lot of time trying to subtly make aware that there are energies that exist in every relationship. Every relationship has dynamics. There are energies that exist in every relationship that are either going to support it or sabotage it. And a lot of those energies are past life energies. But that is why it is important to start reading Akashic Records. Akashic Records is simply just the memories stored within the soul track. So if you think of the spine as a storage center, a lot of memories are stored in the soul track. So doing an Akashic Record is just going in and looking at the life that they have, the lives that they've had on this planet. So if you have a couple, and this is their 20th lifetime together, and they keep recycling the same old problem, breaking the cycle would be the first thing. And part of breaking the cycle is helping them to become more conscious of themselves. So if you let them know, okay, in a past lifetime, they were severely persecuted and one of them blamed the other, then in this lifetime there might be a little bit more awareness. In this lifetime they might be able to have more compassion and sympathy for themselves. Helping people become self-aware helps them create a fulfilling life on this planet. Things aren't as they seem. There is always something going on underneath the surface. There is always something happening, and becoming aware of it will help you choose differently. Becoming aware of it will help you have a fulfilling lifetime. So I had an explanation about the couple that just couldn't get along, and it was really usually a result. I actually haven't had a couple yet that weren't having a hard time because of a past life issue. So once you clear up that past life issue, then you would focus on what are some sabotaging thoughts that they're having in this lifetime. A lot of people don't think they're valuable or they're worthy, whatever it is, try and pinpoint it and help them shift their perception. And if they want to stay together, then they can stay, but it's a choice. Because if they're not choosing, somebody else is choosing for them. So you would help them choose by figuring out what is it that they're thinking that is sabotaging their happiness. Just because you divorced one person doesn't mean the same problem isn't going to pop up in the next marriage. It's really a core issue that you want to kind of get at and clear out. You have to eradicate the weeds at the root level. You want to get all the way down to that root and pull it out. Because if you pull it out at the stem on the top level, it'll spring back up, and it'll come back up stronger. And the longer you let that root sit in the soil, the stronger it becomes until it's almost impossible to pull it out. So eradicating the roots is really a very important issue that I deal with in the classes. Thinking outside the box. Let's start thinking about how many limitations that we have in this lifetime. Well, we're limited. We think we only have five senses. Well, that's limited thinking. We all have chakras, energy centers. Those chakras are senses, but we don't use them. When we start using the chakras, which I talked about a little bit last week on last week's show, when you start using the chakras to sense, you don't have to rely on your physical body all the time. And if you're not relying on the physical body, then you can project wherever you'd like to be. So if you're working on somebody in Egypt, let's say, we have a listener from Egypt, I noticed, a couple weeks ago, I noticed quite a few from Egypt, which is very interesting. There's a lot of ancient history there. So let's say I'm working on somebody in Egypt. I don't have to get my physical body out into a car and get on a plane to get there. I can do it from here because I'm not going to use my physical body to work with the person. I'm going to use my chakras. I'm going to sense with my chakras. I'm going to use all of me to exist. So some of these limitations, we think we only have five senses. We don't. We have an incredible amount of senses, and it's our chakras that we're using for our senses. So to become aware of the higher dimensions, you need to use the chakras to become aware of them. Trying to become aware of the sixth dimension through your feet isn't going to work. The part of you that's in the sixth dimension is the chakra. Your chakra is a gateway to the higher dimensions. So use the chakra to see into the higher dimensions. What are some other limitations? Well, we think everything takes time. People think it's going to take 20 years before they can build up a practice and before they can, you know, get their book into a bookstore, because I work with a lot of healers who write books, and they think limited in terms of, and I do too, they're not the only ones, I do too, sometimes we think in terms of reality, quote unquote. Well, you have to be realistic. Well, what is reality? Reality is a construct that we have created for ourselves, based on what we thought we could attain and what we were capable of. We are creating our reality. Let us create a different construct, a construct where we don't have to follow the leader like little ducks in a row. We choose our own reality. If you want to be a healer, then it's your choice. There are no limitations. The limitations only take place in the mind. And the mind is a conditioned tool. So when we start to clear out this conditioned tool, when we heal it, when we wipe off the windshield of our car and we start to see outside clearly, then we start to realize, well, we can do whatever we want to do. It's really up to us. Now, it might take some effort and intensity, but even that I have seen people supersede. You know, I always say don't think 3 minutes of affirmations is enough, but there are people, you see them on television, who have done the impossible. It is actually a part of the mind. Now, I say it takes a little bit of more effort. 3-minute affirmation isn't going to take you out of the ghetto and into the million-dollar house. But that's because that's what I have experienced, that I had to put more effort into it. But even that's a limitation of my own mind. I am creating my reality, and I can start to create it in terms of no effort. I create as I think and as I go along, and is all based on my past conditioning and my level of perception. Some people don't believe in aliens. They think it's impossible, but yet we have all of these channeled messages. We have all of these teachers who work with ETs. The teacher that I worked with for the last 15 years, she's channeled ETs forever. Most of my teachings have come to her, but yet I don't really talk about it. It's not that it's not important, but it's a concept a lot of people just can't seem to bend their minds around. And if they do think about ETs, they usually think about it in terms of fear. Well, or they're out to get us. It's another fear tactic. But the reality is they're not ETs. They're just one of us. They're just in a different form. They're not taking on the physical body. What do you think you look like when you drop your physical body? You might look like one of them. You might look like a big round sphere, or you might look like a flowing ether. You have no idea what you look like when your body is no longer of any use to you, because a lot of people don't remember the in-between lives, but you can remember before this lifetime. But you have to choose to remember, and you have to believe that it's possible. A lot of people believe it's impossible to remember what happened before they incarnated. A lot of people believe it's impossible to become aware of the distant future. It is possible. You can do it. A lot of people believe it's impossible to heal themselves. They're stuck in that dogma that they have to go to somebody else to heal them. The only permanent form of healing is self-healing. That's the first name of the very first module that we have at our school. The whole premise of this 2-year program that we're teaching is to help people heal themselves. That is empowerment. When you heal yourself, you're empowering yourself. You're empowering your soul. You become dependent on the source that's within you. When you become dependent on other spirit beings around you, you've lost control of your life. And when you've lost control, you've forgotten who you are, which is the central sun, the center of the universe. So what are some techniques to become aware of these higher dimensions? What are some techniques to activate your light body? Well, the first one is to choose to live in harmony, choose not to respond negatively. So choice is the first one. Intent. When I studied to be a shaman, a lot of the time was spent just cultivating our intent. When we woke up in the morning, one of our exercises was to assemble your day. We used mesas, but my shaman taught me how to assemble my day. So I, in other words, used my intent to create what type of day I was going to have. I didn't create it minute by minute, but just in terms of energies and experiences. I started to do that, and I haven't stopped. And I've even incorporated a lot of those shamanic techniques into the course that we offer, because I really feel it was beneficial getting me to where I am today. So I would create the day in the morning. I call it writing your script in my program, but I would create the day or assemble the day. And when you choose what type of day you're going to have a joyful day or a harmonious day, whatever it is that you choose, when you choose, you've taken the power from somebody else having what type of day you've had. And when you choose what type of day you're going to have at work, you took the power away from your coworker or your boss to choose for you. A lot of people like to choose for other people, but I think it's really time for us to choose for ourselves. It's time for us to awaken and move to that level of consciousness where we're choosing for ourselves and we're choosing to respect the choices of others. And this choice of respecting other people's choices gives them freedom. It gives them the confidence to stand on their own 2 feet. Some religions instruct that once life in the body ends, our souls go to heaven or hell. They want us to hand over our power to change our lives to a god, usually their god, that is outside of us, and sacrifice our material wealth to their earthly institutions. To be rewarded with the heaven, they say we must simply comply with their certain dogma. Otherwise, we are threatened with divine retribution in hell. My interpretation of hell is to remain unconscious in a cycle of birth and rebirth, convinced that earth is all there is, and to not know that heaven is always with you. In my reality, heaven is the soul having been liberated from the hell of forgetfulness and then dwelling as divine being of light in the higher vibrational realms of much subtler energy. Being able to sustain the frequency of those higher realms is the challenge, but we can do it. It's just the realizing that we're capable of doing this. We are electromagnetic beings, means we're attracting the energy. We attract things to us, not a punishment, though. We are always attracting situations and circumstances that help us to grow and evolve. And we'll finally get to the point where we're only going to want to attract peaceful circumstances, because peace is all we're going to want to experience, peace and prosperity. Kind of sums it all up. You can't enjoy yourself if you're worried about money, so you really need to live in abundance. And a lot of the challenges that is blocking people today from living in abundance is the belief that they have the power to create anything more than lack. And where does that belief end? Where does that belief that these people have that they can't create more than what they've created already? That belief has come from somewhere. The problem is that belief didn't come from the source. The source knows that we can create whatever we want. The source knows that right now we're creating our reality based on what we believe we can achieve. If we can start believing differently, then this reality will change, and it will change immediately. Your surrounding, your environment will change immediately. And I'm talking 24 hours. When I realize something, usually the next day something happens. There's some kind of change. It might be small, but something happens. You have to keep your eye out for it. Remember that your soul talks to you in symbols. So money is a symbol of energy. If we think we have to pay for energy and we don't have enough, then we're always going to be tired and we're always going to be broke. But when we start using energy that is all around us all the time and start directing it into our own chakras and into our own field, then we start to realize we don't have to pay for this energy. Nobody can charge us for energy. Energy is everywhere. The government has yet to bind it up and charge us, although if they figured out how, they would have. But good for us that they haven't yet. So let's take advantage of that and start using this energy, start channeling this energy to ourselves so that we have more energy. And the more energy that you have in this chakras, the more energy that you're channeling and you're using your current or your life force, the less you need to eat, the less caffeine you're going to need to drink. What you're trying to get out of food is energy. If you channel it to yourself, you don't need to go outside yourself all the time. And there's nothing wrong with having a good meal. In fact, I'm looking forward to the one I'm going to have after this show. But the point is, when you start taking control of the energy that's around you and using it for free to fill yourself up, then you start realizing that there is no lack. If energy is free and money is the symbol of energy on this planet, then you're going to be a millionaire because you realize there are no limitations. They can't hold you back unless you allow them to, unless you want them to. There are times when we want to be held back. There are times when we don't know what we would do with the success if we had it. And those are some things that you would take the time to think about quietly to yourself. But after you've released and let go of whatever's holding you back, nothing can hold you back. Nothing can stop you. Situations and circumstances are a reflection of the mindset that you have right now. It is a great way to allow the soul to reflect to you what's going on. If you're comfortable with it, that's great. And then you can help other people become comfortable with their lives. There are millions of people who are in discomfort. They're in disease. They're sick. They're poor. They're unhappy. What can you do to help these people? And did you come here to help other people? Do you feel that draw? Do you feel compelled to try and turn on a light for somebody else? Because those are the type of people that I work with. Souls that really feel a higher calling and really want to use their creative gifts, whether it be painting or energy work or writing a book or seeing into the higher realms or singing. Whatever gift you have, whatever skill that you have, it might be how you're going to share your light to other people on this planet. So, for instance, one of my dear old friend and client is a singer. He plays the guitar. That is actually how he's going to help share his light, because everything is energy. His voice is going to lift people up, because the frequency that he's sharing will lift the other frequencies that are around it. The music that he's playing will be vibrational therapy. So whatever it is that you're into, chances are it's your gift. So I write a lot. I'm a writer. So I'm writing books. I'm writing the program for the school. My mother, Angela Thorne, channeled the large part of the teachings, the lessons. I'm writing the exercises. So that's my gift. As a young child, I was always writing. Writing and talking. Can't shut me up. So that's how I'm helping people. I also like to draw, so I share my art. Whatever it is that you have, that little something, even if it's gardening, even if it's working with children, even if it's a great interest in sacred geometry, whatever it is your tool to help other people. Because when you share, when you start to think about helping another person lift up, you grow. You expand out. And you become more than just the little you that you were beforehand. You become the source. And when you become the source, you manifest what you want and when you want it and how you want it. When you realize you are the source, you always live in a state of peace. You don't compare yourself to other people. You don't feel inferior. You don't dwell with arrogance. You're not worried or concerned. You can see into the future. So you don't have to worry about screwing up too badly, because you can see what's coming your way. You sense when something's up with your inner child and you have to do some healing work. That's what it means to activate your light body and be the source. We want to be the source on this planet. We don't want to just source from the source. We actually want to be the source. Because if we are a microcosm of this great, grand universe, then everything that's in this universe is within us. We are the micro. All the planets are within us. The frequencies, anyhow, are within us. The chakras are our gateway to the higher dimensions. We can start using the chakras to sense. And we can start erasing some of those boundaries and limitations that we have placed on ourselves. We did it. Even if somebody else shoved some type of false belief down our mouth, we allowed it. We allowed it by being here. But now it's time for us to allow something greater and grander for ourselves. Now it's time for us to live as light beings on this planet, as enlightened beings, as fully conscious, self-realized, multi-dimensional beings in a state of power and grace. It is time for us to do this, and we can if we believe it. And the only thing stopping us from believing it is those who don't want us to believe it. Because they're happy with the status quo. Next time you think you don't have enough money, figure out who is benefiting. Is it benefiting you, or is it benefiting the people who have the money for you to think you don't have enough? Figure out who you're helping. You take your power back and you do it for yourself. Because you deserve it. You deserve to live in abundance. You deserve to live in power. Unfortunately, there are those who feel that if they let go of all this power over other people, they wouldn't have enough for themselves. And that's not the truth. We can all live in abundance. We're believing that most of us have to live in utter poverty for some of us to live comfortably. That is just not true, because there is an abundance. Energy is everywhere. Money is a symbolic representation of energy. So if energy is everywhere and energy is free, and they haven't figured out a way to charge it yet, then we can start using it all the time, being conscious of it, being aware of it, manipulating it. Manipulate your energy field. It has already been manipulated by somebody else. Now manipulate it again yourself, but for your own good. Be the driver. So thank you for listening to me today. It is a pleasure to be on this radio station. And if you would like some more information about the school that we run, or a private consultation or astrology, please call us at 1-773-831-4496. And don't forget to check out the new website for the school, www.healingyoursoul.org. There is a 24/7 schedule up, so if you want to listen to some lectures and music, you can listen to it right off of the school's web at healingyoursoul.org. And if you want to find out about upcoming seminars and teleconferences, there should be a schedule up there as well. And if you would like to be interviewed on the podcast, you can call that same number, 773-831-4496, if you are interested in the podcast, which is off of my website, www.knowingspirit.org. And I have had the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Rita Louise and Sophia, the goddess Sophia, who channels. And I have upcoming a hypnotherapist who does Lemurian light healing. Also Asha Prevera, who works with the Kriya Yoga lineage, and several others. It'll be on my web at knowingspirit.org, and you can find out when they're coming on. So thanks again for joining me. It certainly has been a pleasure. And I certainly hope that you enjoy your Easter and this time of remembering that everything that the Source has, you have.
Thank you. Take care. Listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Shreese Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Shreese sending you light and love on your journey home.